RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Oh boy, the dangers of counterfeit products. And ladies, we're talking about beauty products, everything that helps us basically look good, feel good. What's really behind a lot of these devices and what we think are the products that we're buying on the internet, let alone what we're injecting ourselves with, in what hands. So this is a huge topic, and we want to talk about this with Dr. Robert Singer, who is our go-to plastic surgeon. He practices in La Jolla, San Diego, is internationally recognized, and boy, I'll tell you, he has been our absolute go-to answer guy when it comes to issues like this. This is a big issue, isn't it, Dr. Singer?
Yeah, it's a far greater issue than people understand. It's estimated that by the World Health Organization that about 8% of medical devices that are used are counterfeit. In the United States, it's probably 5%. That's a huge amount of either machines and devices that come in that aren't really what they claim to be, or things like Botox, Dysport, or fillers like Restylane, Juvederm. And unfortunately, the counterfeiters have gotten much better about the packaging, so it can look very similar. And they come from everywhere. There's a huge trade in that from Asia, from China, India, Pakistan, Korea. Also comes from Russia. You see bogus products that come in from Mexico, Canada. Websites that promote them. So it is a far greater problem than I think most of the public understands.
Wow, that's just huge. Like a lady out there the other day was telling me, hey, I want to get some of that Latisse. You grow your eyelashes, your eyebrows. And she says, oh gosh, it costs so much by prescription from, a physician. I scored, some vials of it on the internet. So what do you think, Dr. Peek? Uh-oh. So my eyebrows went up. And Dr. Singer, what do you think about what she just said?
Well, I think she's setting herself up for a potential disaster because I'm not in favor of counterfeit products of anything, whether it's apparel or bags or appliances. But that's different because fake medications, fake drugs can lead to serious consequences. They may leave you permanently and irreversibly damaged. They can cause catastrophic impact to health. They can cause death. And many of the things that come in that are counterfeit, they may not have the actual products that they claim to be. They may have a lower dosage. They may have a higher dosage because there's no regulation. So there can be real significant problems with these products. The material that she's getting is Latisse. We have no idea if it's really Latisse. I would caution anyone going to a website to get medications and drugs that require a prescription, and they will ship them to you without a prescription. That's a red flag. And remember,
okay, so that's perfect. And so I want everyone out there to hear what Dr. Singer has just said. If there is a website and they're not requiring a prescription for a prescription medication, or any medication for that matter, run the opposite direction because you have no idea what you're getting. How else can people protect themselves? What for instance, all these backdoor deals where women are getting enhancement with certain injections, they're getting Botox for a cut rate in somebody's back room. Obviously, we say as physicians not to do that, but gosh, women are still doing it. Jeez.
There have been disasters. There have been multiple deaths that have been reported in the U.S. from injection in the buttocks or other area with materials that are not approved by the FDA, and in fact have been things like paraffin, have been cooking oil, have been industrial silicone, have been disasters. They can get into your bloodstream, they cause clots in your lungs, extensive infections. Even if somebody doesn't die from those, to correct those is often impossible. So there are a couple things you have to realize. If it sounds too good to be true, if it's far cheaper than anything else, it's probably too good to be true. One, you want to avoid things like liquid facelift parties, Botox parties in salons and in hotel rooms, and promoted by someone who is not a physician. And specifically, there are other physicians out there who are doing these things who are not appropriately trained. So you want to go to a board-certified plastic surgeon, dermatologist. You should have these procedures done in an approved, if it's injectable, significant amount. You should have an approved, accredited surgical facility, like an organization like Quadruple ASF. If it's a matter of just an injectable, you should have it done in a medical office by an appropriate licensed healthcare practitioner. You don't want this done in some salon that does nails and they brought in someone who you don't know who they are injecting something that you don't know what it is.
Okay. I mean, you heard it, ladies, but you know, everyone's trying to get some cut rate thing. And this is also true for, you know, other beauty items, right? Makeup and whatever. I mean, how would you caution a woman about that?
Again, if it sounds too good to be true, and if you're getting this and at a really bargain rate compared to what legitimate providers are charging for it, if it's on, there are a wealth of sites that are coming from Canada, as I said, from Mexico, specifically from China, where it'll have material or a makeup like, it'll say, or similar to, and it's markedly reduced, that's a red flag. Don't order it because you may have an intense allergic reaction. You may have other problems. There can be infection. There's no oversight and control of makeup that comes in. In fact, there's no oversight really of makeup within the U.S. It's not like a drug. The drugs, the injectables are looked at as medical devices in the U.S., and the FDA does oversee that. And they've tried to crack down on some of those sites with the World Health Organization. But there's still far more coming in than the FDA has been able to block.
So is there a website or is there somewhere a woman could go if she has questions about a particular product? Or, as you say, there's just no real go-to place, no overall oversight?
Unfortunately, there's no one website that can give you all of the information. I would suggest check with the FDA. If there's a question about a product, but that's hard sometimes to navigate their extensive information, you can go to www.injectablesafety.org. That's www.injectablesafety.org. You can go to Smart Beauty Guide and get a lot of information about appropriate procedures and products. You can go to the website of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery.
Which is exactly
are reasonable resources.
Fantastic. Ladies, we've been talking to Dr. Robert Singer, who is an internationally recognized plastic surgeon. Learn more about his wonderful work at his website, www.rsingermd.com. We've been talking about the dangers of counterfeit products, all things about beauty. Dr. Singer, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, listen to our podcasts everywhere, iTunes, iHeartRadio, MD. And if you have a health question that you want us to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.